With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Sort of the theme is the raid. How do we raid all those other teams for players? What are we calling the episode, Chris? The raid?
Well, I don't know. There's been lots of different names.
I wanted to call it Andy Raid, but you thought it was too...
Well, it just doesn't make sense. People would think that Andy Reid's on talking about... I don't know.
Maybe you like Statsman's worst suggestion of... what was it? Raidy Mieski.
Yeah, or another one he said was You Raids or Raid Dead Redemption. I mean, yep. He just kept going, really. I think... We should call it, This is the Raid.
Well, maybe. Let's see what it is in the up. Here we go.
Fine. Let's go. We've got a Far Soul Over the World section. We've got a quick Best of the Season award, sort of goal of the season, most important win of the season, etc., etc. And we've got a fantasy football standings. And of course, you might have guessed from the title of the episode, The Raid. The Raid of other teams... to attract their players to our club, because we are now Premier League once again, and once again are massive. So, Matt, welcome to what was easily one of the most stressful seasons supporting Forest I've ever had, which we seem to be at underdogs at every turn, and every game was kind of like a cup match. Can you sum it up in a few words?
Overachieved and underrecognised.
But we're not underrecognised if we've overachieved. Oh, we've overachieved. Yeah,
yeah,
you're
we
right.
Are.
No, you're right. You're right. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's usually the way.
Okay. Do you want to do a quick news roundup to help you in, or do you have anything else to say about the season as it's come to a close?
Well, you asked me to sum up in a few words. That was my. I was trying to be brief.
Okay, fine.
Do you agree?
I do. You're right in that case, yeah. I don't know what else you're going to say.
I find it flabbergasting that they still, listening to a lot of the post-Premier League season-ending media stuff, watching it all on YouTube, listening to it quite a lot as and when I can in between, what, work schedules and sleeping. I listen to a lot of it when I go for my jog, right? And they refuse to acknowledge Steve Cooper. It's unfathomable. Like, and they go on about Bournemouth and O'Neill. Like, I'm just... I despair, honestly. It's all I can put it down to is like sort of lazy punditory, no?
Yeah.
What is it that we've done that's so wrong?
We haven't done anything wrong.
Puts Bournemouth in this sort of...
The problem is, Matt, the beginning of the season, all these pundits were saying, I mean, Steve Cooper's got a massive challenge on his hands. This team's doomed. They're in big trouble. 30 signings. This team has got such a challenge on their hands. And then I'm thinking in my head, well, you can't have your cake and eat it. If he has a challenge in his hands and he succeeds in not getting sacked twice because the fans back up twice, and in the end we stay up and finish 16th with an impossible uphill crazy Everest task, surely you have to say something. Surely you have to. But no one has. No one's opened that door or reached across the aisle, and that's okay. We'll wait till next season.
It's
we'll start
about
all over
Gary
again.
O'Neill coming in and helping Bournemouth up.
Well, yeah, but Gary O'Neill did do a good job, but we don't need to... You keep bringing it up. I wonder, are you doing that
to annoy
me?
Yeah, but he didn't have to deal with the onslaught of... He didn't have to do the onslaught of 29 new signings, which is such... I'm so glad that next season... I wonder what the narrative around Forest is going to be next year. Is it going to be, oh, well, they haven't signed as many this season? Nearly. Or when they sign their first two players, you watch. Everyone's going to go, oh, here they go again. It's going to be that. Yabba dabba doo.
Yep, it will. It'll be... absolutely ridiculous. I know that's the way they go, but you gotta let them do it. They're just trying to get what they need to get and put it out there and make sure people like you and me respond to it at the end of a season like we have now. They're just trying to do that. That's fine. Well, not me and you, because they don't listen to us.
You know what I've put down is I hope that next year that our fan base, we, you know how much everyone's talked about our supporters both home and away, etc.,
of course,
etc.,
yeah,
and globally,
of course,
but next year it has to be maintained. I've put down here that is that the end of our honeymoon period? Is that first season been a honeymoon period, both in excitement, in being rewarded for not having to get too far up the league, in all these things, and also therefore the fans' energy? We can't be fatigued. We probably won't be. I'm sure it'll be half a decade before we could probably finish 17th for 5 years and our fans would be amazing. But do you know what I'm getting at, basically?
Well, yeah, you could say that. But I mean, Leeds would talk about their honeymoon period. I think they finished ninth in their first season. And then the last two seasons have been horrible for them. Yeah, a lot of people speculate that that can happen to most promoted clubs who survive the first
what
season.
I mean is going 4-0 down to Leicester and the fans doing what they did famously. Ooh, I won't go into it. But like, is that going to happen? Will that happen next year if we go 4-0 down away? Is they still going to get that support?
I'll refer to that question in a second. But first of all, what kind of honeymoon period are you talking about? Because I nearly had a heart attack every single match. The first half of the season was horrible until we beat Liverpool. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because not that I think going down next year would be any would be nice, but going down this first year when Steve Cooper had it all to do would have just been awful. I somehow feel that it will be a different kind of feeling next year. Because at least we'll have had more than a season.
Expectations, you think?
I just think that he's already done, like, it's that feeling of, well, at least we stayed up. And I think that's, do you know what I mean? I'm not saying it won't be disappointing if we go down next year, but something tells me that just to get up and then to stay up. Now I think our target should be to do longer than Leeds. We need to become a regular. I've got here that I'd like to finish above 8 teams next year. Don't want us to do anything too ambitious, not ask for big cup runs yet. Let's just try and consolidate what we've just done, but we'll want to finish above these 8 teams.
Right.
Burnley, Sheffield United, Luton, Brentford, Brighton, Bournemouth, West Ham and Everton.
Right,
do you think that's
you've
possible?
Got a list. So you've done a little bit of prep yourself, have you?
I wouldn't call it prep, no.
Oh, okay.
Making lists quickly before doing a podcast isn't prep.
Is that a dig at me? Because I do a few lists before every podcast, or what's the story there?
Yeah, and you call it prep. It's hilarious.
Interesting. Right, well, speaking of prep, I've got a news roundup for you. Can I do one? Yes or no?
But what do you think of that point? Finishing above those 8, do you think that's feasible? Do you think it's reasonable? Do you think we should be aiming higher? Do you think that's a bit ambitious?
No, I mean, I predicted we'd finish 12th this season, and that was a little bit ambitious. Next season, I don't think it is at all. I think we just have to improve our league position, I think we have to obviously start better than we did. Right? I'd like to start better. I'd like to be a little bit more consistent. This season we've just gone, we started pretty poorly. We had one big oomph in January, December to January, it was November because it was the World Cup here. But we had one big oomph in the middle of the season, and then we had another big oomph at the end of the season. And in between, there was a lot of pain. I would love, but without the sweet, you don't get the bitter, or the bitter, you don't get the sweet, whatever. I would love for us to have a bit more consistency where we lose one, we win one, we win two, we lose two.
Let me ask you specifically, out of these teams, is there anyone you can handle finishing below? Because these are who I can't.
Name them again.
Burnley.
No.
So Burnley.
I'll just say yes or no. No.
Okay, Burnley.
No, I said no. How many no's do you want me to say?
Yeah, I'm trying to make it clean. Sheffield United.
No, definitely not.
Luton Town.
No way. Get them back out.
Bournemouth.
Definitely not. No. Ugh.
Brentford.
Ugh, again. I just can't believe they think they're amazing. No.
Exactly. That's what I'm on the list. And I think they'll fall. I think they'll fall or crumble. Brighton.
Yeah, well, of course. Brighton finished in the top 6, Matt. Like, I
yeah, but we can't.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I just can't
bear
this weird modern
six.
Club mentality. Huh?
No, I'd be fine with us finishing below Brighton next year.
Okay, so that's cool.
That's where what? That's where we differ. That's
where we differ. West Ham.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about West Ham. Maybe. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe just yes.
I got West Ham and Everton as our cushion. We want that as
Everton,
our cushion.
Everton.
So if we
Everton
don't...
have been a shambles for a few seasons now. I don't mind them, but yeah. They've been a shambles.
I mean, they're either going to go down or they're going to rock it up and do a Newcastle, mate. We've got to get rid of Everton.
They're not going to do a Newcastle. Newcastle have got the money. Anyway, moving on. News roundup. Cool. Do you want one or is it a waste of my time? Just say it's a waste of my time.
It's a waste of your time.
Brilliant.
It's a waste of your time.
Just do
Let's
quick
going.
Talking point. Like quick. Like not a quick news roundup. Just a bang. Forest Force to draw and share its balls with Palace to round off Taiwo's 10th goal of the season and managed to finish 16th in the Premier League, which we've already just spoke about with survival already secured. Waste of time, like you said.
Wow. Is that news?
It's not. I'm just trying to set up the... I was meant to set up the episode with this, but you started going off on talking points and I went with it. Nottingham Forest women lost narrowly in their bid to secure promotion That was a week or two ago, but they lost 1-0 to the same Watford side they beat in the cup final, but they maintained the incredible
season. I told you not to waste your time.
Sorry, they maintained an incredible season, winning the cup and league double. Something we have to say, it's great because it's important. And Dean Henderson is linked heavily, another important thing, to sign on full-time at Forest, along with other names who now become linked as we start the raid in order to find some effective players to add to this large but very happy squad. All right, that was a wait. You hate me for doing that, don't you?
Yeah, I do, but it's funny because, I mean, I told you it'd be pointless and everyone would have been listening to it going, oh yeah, Matt was actually right, despite him being mean about it.
You're
he's probably
so
right.
Small.
But let's carry on. The raid, mate.
So small. The raid.
Should we talk about people we do, people we want who we're not going to get, people we probably will get that we don't want? For example, Harry Maguire. I can imagine him landing on our doorstep.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear about that, Matt. I'm not saying he's a bad player. I'm not saying he wouldn't be effective with us. I just don't need that around. Just, you know, when he was at the City Ground playing against us, the first 25 minutes, it was like, ooh, and he'd hit the ball out or would smack off his head and hit the post and ricochet somewhere else. We just don't need that. You know, if anyone can do anything, it'll be Cooper with him. But it's not like he's a bad player. It's just his head's not right. We need people who are happy. Happy, fun, you know, that song that they were singing at the end of the Palace game. You know, we need people who are in the mood, in the mode. No, thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, yeah. So who's next? Who's next?
Well,
who's
okay,
next?
Hang on. I think you thought that I didn't come prepared for this.
No, I haven't thought anything. You just said we're doing the raid and I was chucking some names out, getting your response, not trying to labour anyone too long. Give me someone else.
Okay, I'm going to give you some
names. I can go again.
Okay, I'm going to give
you
some names.
I've got Spence written here.
Hang on. Okay, I'm going to give you some name check names. So, Statman Will listed out some players on our group, which you wouldn't have seen by now because you're lazy when you don't want to read things. And I want you to say yes or no to each of them and then move on. And at the end, I want you to pick five of those that you would have. So we're going to start at the top of the list. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you actually ready, or are you just sitting there? Because I need you to be... That was me buying time to get it open. Right, number one, yeah. James Ward-Prowse, yes or no?
I think no, you know.
Wow. 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 Straight away, you're an idiot.
Who do you lose? Who do you drop?
Well, it's not about that. It's how good are his set pieces just change games. Like, you're an idiot. Kyle Walker-Peters, yes or no?
If we didn't get Spence, I'd say yes. Unless we can get that one from Middlesbrough that we couldn't get, the one that replaced Spence when we took Spence. What's his name?
Jones?
I think it's that.
The other right back from Middlesbrough, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Isaiah Jones.
Well, let's move on. Lavia, yes or no?
Who did he play for?
Southampton. I can't do this with you. He's been their best midfielder all season. What are you talking about?
Well, what are we going to ask? What I mean, he's going to fill up, get even more midfielders.
But that's not what you mean. You didn't know who he was.
I don't know if the Southampton squad are worth looking into. I'd say Walker-Peters if we can't get a right back. I do like him as a player, and I could see him playing for Forest really well.
Brilliant. Alcaraz.
From Saints?
Alcaraz? I don't know. Alcaraz. From Saints,
Alcaraz.
Yes.
From Saints?
Oh, God. Do you know what? Jeez. Southampton are wasted on you. We're going to move on from Southampton. It was Salisu and Aribo as well, who we nearly got last year.
We tried getting Aribo last year, and I'm glad we didn't after seeing the way he's performed for Saints.
Okay, well, I want to see the way you perform in the next part of this raid.
Che Adams, isn't he the one that's been linked with us? That's a bit of a bore, isn't it? Although it'd be a good number two to Taiwo.
Yes.
Because I've got Gyökeres here.
Well,
I don't think you'll play
him.
Number two.
We're getting to him. You can't list players when I'm listing. This was meant to be yes or no. This was meant to be yes
right,
or no. Like,
go on.
I can't believe this has happened. We've wasted loads of time already. Leeds. Somerville. Yes or no? Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Nanto. Yes or no?
Yes.
Tyler Adams. Yes or no?
No.
Yeah, he's a no for me as well. Leicester. Harvey Barnes, yes or no?
we're talking earlier about the media laughing for us getting the odd. If we sign all these, we're going to be another laughing stock. Harvey Barnes would be a great addition, and he already lives locally. It's maybe feasible. Or even Tielemans.
Yeah, we're getting there again. Moving too quick ahead. And by the way, they would say we're a laughing stock, but we're not going to be signing all these players. It would be like one or the other. You know what I mean? It's just individually as we go through them. Just pick yes or no.
Yeah, okay, that's, okay.
It's simple.
Yes to Barnes.
Okay.
Yes to Barnes.
Yes to James Maddison then. Yes to Tielemans then. Suter, yes or no? Defender.
Is he a defender?
Okay. I'm moving on. Iheanacho, yes or no?
Yes.
Dewsbury Hall, yes or no?
No.
Oh, it's silly. It's very short-sighted. He's a very good midfielder, and we do need another midfielder. Castagna, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Moving on. Some championship top-end defenders. Or not defenders, players, right? Hamer, Coventry.
Yes.
Gyökeres, Coventry.
Yes.
Ndai, Sheffield United.
He's not leaving Sheffield United. He's their Brennan, isn't he?
Oh, okay. Akpom, Borough. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think we need to aim higher than that. No.
Okay, Diallo, Sunderland / Man United. I think they won't let him go, will they? Maybe they'll let loan him out to us.
Maybe.
Okay. Some other randoms Statsman Wills put in here is Brice Samba. It's not a random at all. That's a big name. Would you take him back and just like maybe switch between him and Hendo? I mean, we needed so many keepers this season. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, both of them would clash though. Both of them would clash. Like I can't see Samba or him wanting to be number two.
Okay.
And being well mannered about it, sadly.
Alan Saint-Maximin?
Oh yes. One of my favourite players.
Wilfred Zaha.
No.
What?
No.
Okay. Smith Rowe is another good one.
Yes, yeah, Smith Rowe is a good one.
And shout out to Becker and Marcus Thuram from Mönchengladbach. They were ones that Statsman Will put together. Okay, so that's it now. I just want to know, I want you to pick five. It doesn't have to be of those, but pick five signings. So if you had 100 million and you could only sign five players, what players would you sign? Okay, I'm going to give you my list, then I'm going to give you Statsman Will's list, and then I want to hear your list, okay?
Okay, but if you wanted Alan Saint-Maximin, that's most of your budget gone, right?
You have to be realistic, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. We're not going to spend 50 million.
I'd probably take Brice Samba in goal then over Hendo to save some money.
Can you just hold on? I'm just going to list Statsman Will.
Yeah.
Okay. Statsman Will said, Hendo for 25 million, Gyökeres for 16 million, Lottie for 25 million, Spence for 15 million, and Tielemans for free. Great list there. Got to give him credit.
Yeah, you've got to give him credit, and it covers our... We just need to then keep Ethan Horvath for us, right?
Well, yeah, I think so. We need a backup keeper. It can't just be Hennessy, who's, you know, closing in on back end of his 30s. Mine was Jed Spence, Renan Lodi, Henderson, Colwell, defender, right? And Tammy Abraham.
Yeah, I gave you Tammy Abraham last week.
You didn't give me
anything. I made that call, you know.
You didn't give me anything.
I made the Tammy Abraham call.
You didn't make any call. I picked him now because I'd heard about him recently in the press and stuff. Maybe you did, but I don't remember.
I did because you were like, that's a good call, Matt.
Really?
It's a great call. Mm. You said that.
Well, if anyone's listening wants to wind back to the old episode and find out the truth, you won't want to. Do it. Otherwise, I'm listening to my truth, which is the truth, which is that I've picked Tammy Abraham. Give me five.
I'm trying to remember the card. That's it. I'm bringing it up now. We're on your bloomin' stag do. We're on your stag do talking to Davis.
Right.
And I was sat there going, who's that guy? He used to play for Villa, went to Rome.
Okay, you did do that. It wasn't on the podcast. You did. I remember now. It's all coming back to me in the haze of beer and... Yeah, yeah, okay. That's good. I'm embarrassed to say you're right and you told the truth. And I lied without knowing it was a lie. Right.
So... Tammy Abraham was my choice.
Tammy Abraham was your choice, to be fair to you. Tammy Abraham was your choice. So can you give me your five?
But actually, I'm loving Taiwo. I have faith in Taiwo. So I'm looking for someone who could play second fiddle to him and either Che Adams or Gyökeres. Maybe Che Adams, because I can't see Gyökeres leaving Coventry to be number two to someone, even if it was in the Premier League. So I'm going to say Che Adams. I haven't written down the maths here.
Don't worry about the maths.
Is it Che Adams and Bree Samba?
Yeah, you've plenty Keep of money Horvath. Left over, by the way. Plenty of money left over.
Yeah, yeah.
So go big if you want to.
Che Adams, Bree Samba. No, I'm going to go big.
Okay. Oh, he's going to go big. No, I'm going to go big. Love it. Let's see it.
Yeah, yeah. And I say Alan Saint-Maximin.
Wow.
That's a big one. I think he'd be brilliant on the left for us. So we've got to keep Gibbs White for the middle of the park. Get Alan Saint-Maximin for the left wing. Get number two striker in Che Adams.
Yeah, you said Che Adams. Who? You said Adams, Samba. You've said Saint-Maximin. And what are your other two?
I'm going to say we need another centre-back. Okay. Give me some centre-back options.
No, you have to figure this out yourself. You should have prepared.
Or, yeah, no, I don't. You didn't prepare, mate. Don't kid yourself.
I did prepare.
I'm going to say defenders. You know what? Oh, I'd have taken Nonto as well, but I'd take Alan Saint-Maximin over Nonto, maybe.
Right. We've got Saint-Maximin. All right. We understand you picked him. Let's go back to the defenders now. Who are you buying as a defender?
We need someone. We need. Oh, who's that guy from? Is it Juve? That's a striker.
No. I can't do this anymore. Just you gotta figure it out, man. Defender.
Well, I can't be. Who's that guy with the frizzy hair that plays for Leicester?
Oh no, not Faust. You're not gonna raid Leicester for Faust.
Yeah. I'd grab him. Raid Leicester for Faust.
He's been okay.
I'd take him. Honestly, he puts his heart and soul into everything.
Great. He scored two own goals in one game. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, but he scored two own goals in one game. That is exceptional stuff.
Brilliant. So we'll take a two own goal a game and frizzy haired Faust. And who's next?
Yeah. And then I'll go for, Somerville or Nonto undecided between the two. No, Jack Harrison. I'll take Jack Harrison.
Right. And you never said Jed
he
Spence.
He can be our.
No, Jed Spence?
Oh, no. I definitely want Spence.
Well, then you got to lose one of them. Lose someone.
Whew. I have to say that I'd have to swap Harrison for Spence.
Grant.
Cooper could do with Spence what Pep and Klopp are starting to do and push him up more into midfield. You know, that what would you call it? False midfielder.
False preparation.
Inverted midfield.
From you. Right. Yeah.
Carry on, mate. This has turned into drivel.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me.
That's my team.
You took ages to get through your five. Right, okay. So now we move on to the Forest All Over the World section. Simon from Bahamas Forest or NFFC Bahamas spent 12 years without a Forest game, but he travelled to Palace.
He's your biggest fan.
I think
he's Team Chris. He's definitely Team Chris.
He is Team Chris over Team Matt sometimes, but there has been times where he's messaged stuff about me and I kept it in the dark. I just didn't want you to know you were great. But no, I'm joking. He's Team Chris.
He's certainly Team Chris today with the teams. Anyway, carry on.
No. Simon travelled all the way from the Bahamas to watch Forest play Palace, and it was his first game in 12 years, and I just want to give a massive shout out to him. There's some audio clips of the atmosphere and quick little clips, like 5 second stuff, of him talking about the game. Here it is now.
Half time, I'm standing here with my godson. What's the verdict on the first half?
Amazing. I mean, I didn't play well, but managed to get a goal, and that's all that matters.
Tell you what, dithering in the area, scoring, and the fans giving it absolutely 100% for the whole of the first half. Yes. We're into 3 minutes at a time at the end of the game. It's 1-1, probably a reasonably fair reflection of the game, but we've hammered them with our chance. Way better than their dross.
What a legend. So he flew from the beach to the beach to watch Forest play at Palace. It's such a shame we didn't win it, mate, and pip Bournemouth to that spot in the table. It's such a shame we didn't win it. I know everyone's on a cloud nine, but
I know. I really wanted to beat Bournemouth. I really wanted that. I know.
But now I know he's gone. I just think, what an effort. We really should have played for the win there. I wonder if he, like, that song that the fans were singing throughout is amazing, that they got from the video from the dressing room.
The Shakira song, yeah.
Is it South African soon?
Yeah, it's in everyone's head. I think Simon was saying he landed. Simon actually messaged me today from Bahamas saying he landed in the Bahamas, and the song is still spinning around in his head there. Anyway, brilliant. I've got a red hot take for you. Ready for it or not?
Yep.
My red hot take is...
Is it better than your news roundup?
Well, you never really gave me the news roundup, so it definitely will be. So, this year, three promoted sides that went up from last year didn't get relegated. Now, first of all, I want to just quickly ask the listeners, name a season where three promoted sides have gone up from the Championship and the following year not got relegated. Because that is unusual. It has to be unusual, right?
Yeah, it's a transitional time, isn't it?
Mm. Now, the red hot take is I predict the three promoted sides who've gone up this year for next year's Premier League will all go down. Burnley, Sheffield United and Luton.
No.
Well, that's a red hot take. So that's my red hot take. You can't take my take away from me. Anything else?
Who do you think our rivals are in the league this year?
Coming up, the next year, you mean, coming up. Sheffield United,
isn't it?
Bournemouth. Bournemouth. Sheffield United, the big ones, aren't they? Because of what we did to them, the playoffs, and, you know.
I hope that we get to play Luton away. I think it was Statsman Will that made this point in the group. I hope they play at the City Ground early on.
I said it. It was me who made this point, by the way.
Yeah, Statsman Will, that's what I said. We go to Kenilworth Road towards the end of the season when they're all defeated and we can get a win. I feel like whoever has to go to Kenilworth Road in the opening five games is going to have a nervy time. And I don't want that to be us. We have to get the double over them.
Yeah. I just want to bury them early. Like, I just want to get rid of them early and then be sort of, you know, disappointed and in disarray by March. Like, I just want to get in there.
I think they do something with the alphabetical order, actually. No, that can't be true. That's not Newcastle.
You're an idiot. It's the fantasy football section, right? It'll be really quick. I'll read out who came first, second and third, then I'll read the top 10 and then we'll walk away. Cool? Right, well, you weren't in the top 10, that's for sure. I finished 14th. Believe it or not, with 2,491 points. I'm just putting my name in there because it was close enough. It's so arrogant of me. Jordan Thielen was a couple of places below me in 16th. Right, Chris Walsh not far off. Dubai Tricky 17th. There's just a few shouts. My cousin grabbing the title, 19th. Anyway, James. Right, anyway, so top. I've just named me and a few people I know. top 10.
Goodness me, get on with it.
Yeah, I won't name you because I can't see you or find you because you're too far down. Top 10. Number 1, Flaming Arrow FC, Daryl Porter. Well done, 2,606 points. Excellent. Number 2, Forest Fires, 15, I think it is. Colin Neal, 2,599 points. Well done, Colin. Mangala Bingo is number 3. Harry Jenkins, 2,555. All three of them get prizes. I think it's like a t-shirt, a flag and a mug or something. They will reach out to me and I will send them off.
We got to wind the clock back to hear what we committed, didn't we?
Yeah, I also, there's some mugs that are meant to go out to other people. They will go out to you. There's been issues with, it takes ages with the distribution and stuff. I'm sorry. They will go out to you. There's some people who are still old mugs. And then number 4, Robert Banks, Cooper's Troopers. Well done. I think he's in the Toronto Trickies group. Number 5, Substandard Liege, Callum Allen. Number 6, Megson Ball, Matt Davies. Matt Davies in the top 10 there. Well done, Matt.
Our celebrity listener.
Mm-hmm. And he'll be on again. He wants to come on again, I think. And number 7, a friend of mine, Jake, that first harder son, Evan McMillan. Oh, he's been a guest as well. 2 guests back to back there.
Pro footballer. Yeah. Another celebrity listener.
And number 8, POTFC, Harry Allen. Number 9, Dennis System, Thomas O'Neill. Number 10, who's the Johnson now? Charles Kingsbury. Big shout out to the Punjabi Forest League as well. I finished 4th there, but they set up a nice league. I was part of the Miss Roland
Can't help but drop in where you finished in it.
Yeah, but just like, you know. Well, yeah, that is silly, right? I was in the Toronto Trickies League, Miss Roland. There was Garibaldi Red Podcast League.
Where did you come in all of them? Where did you come worst in?
Well, Garibaldi Red podcast, but it was 95th out of like 1,000, so it's not terrible, right? Like, or might be more than 1,000.
No.
Yeah, I didn't come bad. I came first, second, third, fourth, sixth, seventh, 10th, 14th, 17th, and 95th in all my leagues. And some of those were big
flipping
leagues.
Flipping heck, mate. I couldn't keep up with our solitary league. And then I joined in with like one other group with four of us in it. And I still managed to come fourth.
I came 7,000th in Ireland and overall 198,000th in the world. So that's not bad. And there's millions of people play it.
You should get a little badge made.
Oh, very funny.
I'm going to get into it more next year. When I really bottled it. The minute got that. Do you remember when Martinelli in Arsenal had that? He had got an injury. I just sort of fell off the wagon then. And because he was in my team for so long. And what's his name? Saliba. It was like mistake upon mistake about 4 weeks in a row. And I was rammed doing all them gigs in March. I was like,
leading a money league. And there was decent money in it. And I was leading a money league. And 1 week I went for dinner for my mum's birthday and I forgot. And because it was one of those weeks where some players don't play and some do, I lost 40 points on a load of players, each of them around me, climbed over. But anyway, look, great season fantasy football. Those prizes will go out to you. It'll take a couple of weeks. I'm sorry, but it just will. You will get prizes. You just write into us and let us know what the story is. We're going to do a new league next year as well. I'm going to take it again very seriously. Matt is going to try and take it seriously, but who knows? Because accidentally he was doing better when he was not, you know, changing his players. So look, best of the season awards, here we go. Goal of the season
for me will have been the Renan Lodi goal against Spurs, or the Brennan Johnson volley against Leeds, or maybe the Man City equaliser because it was a team goal.
Okay, so you're gonna pick one of them?
Yeah, say Renan Lodi for so many reasons.
Okay, cool. Goal of the season for me was, it has to be Man City. That the feeling was just unbelievable, and it was an amazing team goal. It's just obvious, but it's the truth, and there's nothing I can say or do about that.
You gotta move quicker, mate.
Okay, most important win of the season, go.
Most important win's gotta be the Southampton. It's the day that we beat Southampton at home recently.
Okay, and what's the favourite game of the season?
Favourite game was when we beat Arsenal. Has to be.
Yeah. So for me, favourite game of the season was definitely when we beat Arsenal. I would agree. The most important win of the season for me actually with Southampton away. It was when we started that big run in January. I actually remember the moment we won our first and only away win of the season. I remember thinking, we can go now, and we went. And we beat Leicester, we beat Leeds, and we went on a little bit of a run. That, for me, was actually the most important win of the season. Okay, player of the season, go.
It's Morgan Gibbs-White, it has to be, but there's just so many of them that deserve it. I've got to give Serge Aurier and Felipe a massive shout-out. And Joe Worrell, mate, actually. I'm giving it to Joe Worrell.
Player of the season, he didn't play that. I mean, for me...
Yeah, but against the adversity and what he turned out doing and his defeat, like, I'm giving it to him.
Yeah, true. Look, to be fair, there was something special about him coming of age at the back end of the season, and he was amazing the last six games, and maybe that's all that matters sometimes. But for me, player of the season is definitely Morgan Gibbs-White or even Brennan Johnson. Over the course of the season, the big goals and the big moments went to both of those players in big games. Taiwo Wanyi as well, special mention to him. Big goals, big moments, those three players. Signing of the season.
Danilo.
For me, I think it's Morgan Gibbs-White. I can't say Morgan Gibbs-White twice. I think it's Serge Aurier. But you just have to think of how amazing he's been consistently at that bat and how much he's surprised us all and how consistent he's been. I think Serge Aurier...
I'm getting off the phone in a sec, mate.
Oh, great. Well, listen, that's that. Serge Aurier, thanks to all the guests who've been a part of us this season. There's so many of you. I can't list all your names, but from day one when the season started right to now, you've all been amazing. We've had lots of Forest All Over the World guests and lots of different media footballing guests and people on, and you've all been brilliant. We're going to have a lot more next season. There's going to be a lot more content next season. Matt and I are going to take a mini break. A mini break means probably 10 days rather than a week, and we're going to start pushing towards the summer. Follow us at Matt, give it to us. Do it. Can you do the outro?
Follow us at NFFC All Over on Twitter.
Well done.
And
well done.
At Forest All Over on Instagram.
Yep. And alternative, you can go to.
And alternative, you go to www.
Don't say www.http://www.
Is it forestalloverentheworld.com or forestalloverpodcast.com?
It's either or, but it's mainly forestalloverentheworld.com. But we're going to be Forest All Over the World a lot more next season. Everything is going to be bigger and better, and we're going to climb higher with all the other Forest legend fans, podcast players, staff, and manager. We love you all. Listeners, you've been amazing. please rate us some more. I've seen you add some ratings there. I know you. I see you. You've been doing it. Thank you. And share the word.
That's really nice.
It is nice.
Chris, I have to say thanks to you. You've been a brilliant, brilliant podcast trooper at keeping this going. And it's a lot of fun. And I'm really glad that it's still going. And I'm even more glad that we got to see Arsenal win together at your stag do.
Wow. And I'm I'll see you
see you in the off season.
That's really nice. But you don't want to sit in the sensitivity because you don't want me to hug you virtually, because you know that I love you for saying that. But thank you. I thank you for jumping on and listening to my annoying nagging voice over and over and over again. All right? Have you gone? Hello? Well, we'll leave it there then. Bye-bye.